Welcome to Masechta Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 7, Mishnah 4. We saw that one of the fellows, that one is Nishba V'Noito, one swears and they collect, even though that's not ordinarily the way it is a fellow who is Chashud Al HaShavua. If the other fellow who he is dealing with is suspect when it comes to taking oaths, that means he doesn't have credibility. And the Mishnah will explain. V'Sheik Negder Chashud Al HaShavua Ketzad. What is a case where one swears and collects because the other fellow that he's dealing with is Chashud Al HaShavua, is suspect when it comes to taking a shvua? Ketzad. Acha shvua sa'edus, whether the fellow had previously sworn falsely pertaining to the fact that he doesn't know testimony, right? We saw that previously in the fourth parak. V'acha shvua sa'pikada, or whether one swears falsely when it comes to talking about a collateral that he's holding for somebody else. We saw that in parak hey, fifth parak. V'afil shvua shav, even if a person just swears in vain, that means he didn't hurt anyone by swearing falsely, but he did violate a Torah prohibition of swearing in vain. All those cases would disqualify the opposing person, and therefore this fellow would swear and he would collect. Let's say the claimant, Misachik Bakuvya, was a gambler, so he's no longer qualified to testify. Umalve Beribis, or somebody who lends with interest, again, discredits him from testifying. Mafriche Yoenim, someone that races pigeons, a gambler. Besechare Shvias, or a person that conducts business with Shvias produce, stuff that grew during Shemitah. All the aforementioned are pasul le edos, at least rabbinically, and therefore says the Mishnah, shekenegdoi, the other fellow, the fellow that's claiming nishba v'naito, swears and collects. Hoshneim chashudim. Let's say both fellows were suspect. They both were discredited and disqualified because they swore falsely, both the claimer and the claimant. Says the Mishnah, chazra hashvua l'mekoima. The actual oath goes back to its place. Now it's unclear exactly what this means. There's two pshatim. One shot is that the shvua goes back to the fellow that's really biblically required to swear. That's the claimant. And because he can't swear, because he's suspect when it comes to taking oaths, therefore he has to pay. The Gemara gives another explanation that chazra shvua l'mekoima, that the oath goes back to its original place, means it goes back to Sinai. As Rashi explains, we swore at Sinai that lo yisigzo, we would not steal. And if somebody violates this oath, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty himself, will take care of the fellow. He'll exact retribution. But Beis Din doesn't get involved, not when it comes to pertaining to matters of the oaths or of payment. The words of Rabbi Yosi, therefore it stays the way that it is. Rameir says, in a situation where neither could swear, the money is divided in half. Therefore, the claimant has to pay 50%, and we call it a day. Wish you a fantastic Erev Shabbos and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.